Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight's Conducting Conversations is going to take advantage of a previously aired show by the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. We had a guest that was scheduled to appear on Conducting Conversations and couldn't make it, so we thought we would refer to the Warwick Symphony Orchestra and the fact that they're one of the first groups to be performing after the pandemic. And we're doing this to celebrate the fact that the orchestra is coming back after the pandemic with a performance at the GAM Theater in Warwick on next Saturday evening, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. Catherine Gagnon, the conductor of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, was in the studio to record a Conducting Conversations program in May of 2019. For information about the symphony and the performance on May 29th, you can go to their website, which is very easy to remember. It's wsori.org. So there you go. And if you need information, you want to do it the old-fashioned way, there's even a phone number. You can call 401-287-8338. This program on May 29th is sponsored by Roberts Musical Instruments. So listen now to the conversation between Catherine Gagnon and myself back in May of 2019. Welcome back, Catherine.
Hey, Mike. It's so great to be back.
Nice to have you with us. Catherine is the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, and we want to talk about what's been happening with the orchestra and what's coming up, some events in just a few weeks. But let's catch up with you a little bit. You're a busy lady.
I am.
You do teaching, you do running around, you do conducting.
I teach, I conduct, I play a little French horn here and there, and I run a bed and breakfast in my spare time.
Wow. So let's go back to the French, a little French horn here and there. I don't know if we've ever talked about how you started. Did you start very young with the French horn?
Oh, my goodness. I wish. No, actually, I was a piano player as a little kid and went to middle school and decided I wanted to be in the band. Mm-hmm. And had a visionary band director who handed me a pair of mallets and asked me to play the bells.
Really?
Yeah, actually. But a few years later, I was a bit bored with the bells. And so he handed me a French horn and a fingering chart, sent me home for the summer and said, "This is how you buzz. And good luck."
Well, how about that? And here you are now, rich and famous.
Barely.
Well, it's great to have you with us. The Warwick Symphony Orchestra has been around for about how long now?
Roughly? Oh, my goodness. We are over 50 years old. The group was established in 1966 as the Warwick Civic Orchestra. And I believe it was back in the 80s where it had a name change to the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And I have been with the group since 2011.
Wow. All right. And practically been on this Conducting Conversation show ever since then. Well, pretty close to it anyway, quite
absolutely.
A few times.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's great to have you back again. And you have kind of an iconic piece to play first, right?
Absolutely. We are going to be performing a good portion of William Tell's Overture by Rossini. It's actually an overture that's written in four sections. We're going to be playing sections 2, 3, and 4. And this is used in many, many shows, both on film and in TV. It is best known for its inclusion as the theme for The Lone Ranger. But it's also been featured prominently on film such as A Clockwork Orange and also The Princess Diaries.
All right. Hi-ho, Silver. Thank you. Great music provided by the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. Catherine is telling us about the concerts that are going to be coming up in just a couple weeks. And I know, Catherine, as music director, you depend on a lot of people in your orchestra to carry the weight sometimes.
Absolutely. We have some terrific musicians that work in all sorts of walks of life, but they give of their time and their talent, and they're just wonderful contributors to who the WSO really truly is. And so through this program this May, I've really taken an opportunity to highlight some of those individuals, whether it be through solo parts in these pieces or section solos to really, you know, kind of show off our bright and shining stars in certain areas of the orchestra. So in the next selection that we're going to be listening to, there are actually going to be two members of our orchestra that are prominently featured. The first is Pastor Jonathan Malone of First Baptist Church in East Greenwich. He is a wonderful bassoon player. And in Firebird's Bursus, there is a phenomenal bassoon solo. And so it was not very difficult to kind of connect the dots there on who should play it. And then also leading into the finale of the Firebird, there is this really, really amazing amorphous French horn solo, and that's going to be played by our principal horn player, Juliette Lamb.
Excellent. All right, well, let's get to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we're celebrating the fact that the Warwick Symphony Orchestra is coming back for a live performance this Saturday night, May 29th, at the GAM Theater in Warwick. And the orchestra is very pleased to be coming out from the pandemic, so to speak. And it's going to be at 7:30 p.m. GAM Theater is located at 1245 Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. So if you're familiar with the area, it's down the Jefferson Boulevard end near the Greenwood Inn restaurant. And in typical Rhode Island kind of directions, it's where the Ocean State Theater used to be. So those are your directions on how to get there. If you'd like more information, go to WSORI.org or call 401-287-8338. Tonight we're using a previously recorded Conducting Conversations with the music director of the orchestra, Catherine Gagnon, and we'll pick it up here as she talked about their performance from May of 2019. This is kind of a medley, if you will.
Yeah, so one of the other programmed pieces for May is a piece by the title of Movie Spectacular, and it includes three really terrific themes. It starts off with the opening theme from the original Batman movie by Danny Elfman. It then moves to music by John Barry, which is the John Dunbar theme from Dances with Wolves, and it finishes off with the main title from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and that is music by Michael Kamen.
Excellent. Well, a lot of music there, so we'll listen to all of that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we're celebrating the fact that the Warwick Symphony Orchestra is coming back for a live performance this Saturday night, May 29th, at the GAM Theater in Warwick. And the orchestra is very pleased to be coming out from the pandemic, so to speak. And it's going to be at 7:30 p.m. GAM Theater is located at 1245 Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. So if you're familiar with the area, it's down the Jefferson Boulevard end near the Greenwood Inn restaurant. And in typical Rhode Island kind of directions, it's where the Ocean State Theater used to be. So those are your directions on how to get there. If you'd like more information, go to WSORI.org or call 401-287-8338. Tonight we're using a previously recorded Conducting Conversations with the music director of the orchestra, Catherine Gagnon, and we'll pick it up here as she talked about their performance from May of 2019. Well, it's great to keep the music alive, and we're glad we do our small part in all of that. And one of the things that we've been noticing, at least I've been noticing, is that some of the composers of the music review so far is not necessarily the number one, not the ones that win every Academy Award, it seems, every season, but some of the names you might not recognize.
For sure. I really wanted to look back through time at some of the really influential composers of film music and be as inclusive as possible. So, you know, names such as Danny Elfman and John Barry and Michael Kamen came to mind. But we certainly also wanted to look back at, you know, terrific composers like Hans Zimmer and Henry Mancini and Nino Rota, who wrote the iconic music from The Godfather. It's not all just about John Williams, although we will certainly nod to him as we play the music from Fantastic Beasts, because his music is where it all started, and then right. James Newton Howard kind of took his ideas and expanded them for that new series of films.
Well, it's interesting that you've got such a diverse background of different kinds of composers with different themes, and it must be fun for the orchestra to play, and gives you also that chance of featuring, like you said, if you happen to have a great person on a certain instrument, there's a shot to feature them, and that's a good thing to do.
Absolutely. We want to try to support all of our players as much as we can, and those that play really great, we want to make sure that we hear them.
Well, there you go. All right. Speaking of Henry Mancini, one of the people you mentioned, that leads us into this next da-dum, da-dum.
Absolutely. The music from The Pink Panther is one of those really, really memorable tunes. And Henry Mancini was the fantastic composer of that. And this is a performance by the Cincinnati Pops. Thank you.
brings back a lot of memories for me. I remember watching that movie vividly for the first time and many times since. Catherine, you know, with an orchestra and more than one person playing a particular instrument, you might have 3 violinists, 4 violinists, I don't know how many you have, 10.
Quite a few.
Quite a few. But sometimes you have an opportunity for a solo, and how do you pick the person? Or maybe you...
Well, usually within each section, we have principal players. And mm-hmm. so the solos usually are performed by the principal players. There are sometimes where there are section solos where it's absolutely every person in the group that's doing their thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes unison all together, sometimes in harmony. But we have, you know, occasions also where some of our players are not available for certain concerts. And so must rely upon others to kind of pick up the tune from them. So in one of the next pieces that we're going to be listening to, it's actually a humongous cello solo.
Yo-Yo couldn't come?
He unfortunately was not available and not in our budget. For the performance, Emily Johnson, who is our principal cellist, will be playing the solo in Pirates of the Caribbean. And then next performance, it'll be our assistant principal cellist, Nina Kate Perry.
Oh, so then that solves it? You get two shots? There.
Absolutely.
All right. When you mentioned Pirates of the Caribbean, it's one of those movies that I just love the music, and I don't think it gets enough play. Some of these movie scores are just absolutely amazing, and you mentioned theme from The Godfather, which we're going to get to hear in a few minutes. That's another one that I think doesn't get enough credit. I mean, that's
absolutely
iconic.
And yet it's recognizable instantly.
It is, just like the theme from Jaws or that Pink Panther that we just heard a few minutes ago. Catherine, thanks so much for coming in tonight, bringing your music to our audience and your information, more importantly.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Keep up the good work. And what are we going to go out with here?
We're going to start with the love theme from The Godfather. The only difference between this recording and our performance will be that we will not be using accordion or mandolin.
All right. And then we're going to play another piece after
that. Right. We're going to actually do the Pirates of Caribbean Dead Man's Chest theme. It's the Jack Sparrow theme, and it's from the original score.
You've been listening to a show that was recorded in May of 2019 with Catherine Gagnon, the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. And we're celebrating the orchestra tonight in preparation for their concert on next Saturday night, May 29th, at the GAM Theater in Warwick. For tickets and other information, go to wsori.org. Since some of the conversation from Catherine Gagnon's May of 2019 interview on conducting conversations was eliminated, we decided to add this Al Martino favorite in keeping with the theme of The Godfather. See you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, the tender, trembling moments start. We're in a world, our very own, sharing a love that only few have ever known. Wine-colored days, warmed by the sun. Deep velvet nights, when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly love. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.